My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
That was a shooting gallery up there.
I could hear the tremble in his voice.
She suffered a fairly severe beating, and the video is pretty graphic.
Justice for us seems almost impossible.
It's not fun to watch somebody die, and they knew she was in mortal peril.
They have not asked the hard questions. Why was the Capitol intentionally unsecure that day?
The FBI had information about security concerns before January 6th.
They're out for blood, and they're getting it. They appear to be winning.
Were the actions of the Capitol Police out of line? Were there violations in use of force?
Now I describe it as an inside job.
I'm ready to do whatever God calls me.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he's still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Here we go. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Hour number two. And we thank you so much for joining us. If you missed any part of hour number one, you can pick up the audio at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Just click on the show archives, and you can pick it up there, or you can go to the listen page, and you'll be able to get it at your favorite podcast post. We post the each hour as we do it. Don't forget to stay tuned to here. Also, bottom of this hour, we'll be talking with Frank Gaffney about the brand new book which is about the indictment of the Chinese Communist Party and what China is doing to us. And they've written a book about it, and it's very, very well done, and I'm excited to have Frank on to talk about that. Well, I'm very excited to welcome my next guest to the program, and we are just beginning to get acquainted, but it's awesome. We had a great time to our opportunity to visit last night, and he is launching a module through the Trinity Health Freedom, the Trinity Health School of Natural Medicine, and to talk about biblical coaching. And you know, I know, let me welcome Reverend Jim Evans. Reverend Jim, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you so much, Greg. It's great to be with a fellow Texan.
Amen. Amen. Absolutely. You know, speaking of that, I know that you have been dealing with these flood issues. Can you give us a quick update on that? I know we didn't plan that, but I'd like my folks to know what's going on, what you guys have been dealing with, so that way we can have some prayer warriors that listen that can be praying for y'all.
Well, most of the floods are further up in New England, Greg, but 2 weeks ago yesterday, we had a pretty incredible straight line windstorm in our county that destroyed a countless number of really large mature trees, knocked power out in our county for the better part of a week. Everybody that I've talked to agreed that it was inconvenient. It was just inconvenient. It could have been a lot worse. And it showed, it reminded everybody who's in charge, and it isn't us. But 70 to 80 mile straight line winds really were amazingly devastating. So, but pretty well recovered from that. Most of the power is back on.
Good.
But the flooding is mainly in New England, Vermont area, I believe.
Okay. Okay. Which is north of you.
Oh, yes. You know, that's funny you should say that, because when I got accepted, to go to my first graduate program, I graduated from North Texas State University in Denton in the late 70s, and I got accepted to do some teaching at Indiana State University. I had to look on the map to see where Indiana was. I thought it was in New England, but it really isn't.
No, quite a ways from it, actually. Yep, right. Quite a ways from it. Quite a ways from it. All right, let's talk about biblical coaching. You and I were visiting about that last night, and one of the things where I'd like to begin is that you know, for I ran down, this is 20 something years ago, but I had been given at that point 3 to 6 months to live, and through a Christian television program that I co-hosted, the Holy Spirit led me to go in and talk to the executive producer. And one of the people that was a regular guest was a naturopath.
Gotcha.
And so she referred me to the naturopath, and I went to a nutritional support programs in Modesto, Kathy Flood. But one of the things that, you know, popped up that was going around at that time was, oh, you got to be really careful about these alternative medicine things, because, you know, this is all new age. Now, that's not Kathy. Kathy is firmly planted on a biblical worldview and a biblical foundation. But that was the general, one of the general thought processes of quote unquote. And Kathy told me that. She said, I have not been able to get our pastor to come and receive any form of treatment.
Interesting.
Because in his mind, this natural medicine thing is all, you know, it's all associated with New Age and maybe, you know, Native American, whatever. It's just not Christian. So it has, I have worked very hard over the course of 20 something years to try to help people to understand that actually it's the most Christian thing out there. Because these are God's elements used to make us well. But talk about how biblical, what does biblical coaching look like in light of that?
That's a great intro, Greg. Coaching in general, let me speak about coaching in general first.
Sure.
Coaching in general is an unregulated discipline in the world, but in our country, it's really unregulated. That is, I don't know of any licensures for coaches. There are certainly training programs of which Trinity School of Natural Health has. That's the program that I created and teach. But coaching is spurring people on to a goal or to a dream that they have, and help them clarify, make a plan, execute a plan to achieve a certain initiative. It could be something I've worked with people who wanted to change careers, or whose careers got changed. A lot of us experienced that with businesses that they wanted to start. Sometimes it's due to changes in marital status, all kinds of things. People from all kinds, all walks of life seek coaches. Church leaders are seeking coaching more all the time in the areas of spiritual coaching and program development and that kind of thing. So coaching has certainly caught on. It has its problems. Most historians think coaching got it started in athletics with the Greek culture, and that may or may not be true, but it certainly has expanded. So people who want to take their coaching skills, their coaching experience, the coaching education, and use a biblical worldview to communicate and to encourage their clients, that's what this program is about. It's called Certified Biblical Coach. It's intended for people who perhaps are established coaches, experience. Some probably could teach the class better than I, as far as coaching is concerned. But to do that, you might be a health coach. Trinity has an excellent health coaching program. Could be nutrition. Could be fitness. As you nutrition, you know, sounds like you've been involved in that to save your life.
Mm-hmm.
But it even could be life coaching or even athletic coaching. But to present that and to present yourself as through a Christian worldview, through a biblical worldview, it also could be for someone who is an aspiring coach, hasn't really coached yet, but wants to do that and wants to launch it from a biblical worldview. It's not evangelism, but the truth of the matter, Greg, is that everyone has a core set of principles by which they live. And biblical coaching presents coaching through a biblical worldview.
Sure.
Make sense?
I believe so. I believe so. You know, one of the things that we talked about too is that this course and this, I guess you would call it, it will be kind of a certification. You'll be able to say, I am trained in this discipline,
and yes, you I end up and with I, a certification. You
right.
The name of the course is Certified Biblical Coach.
Yeah, and so I I apply this. So for a believer that has come to the place of saying, you know what, man, the healthcare system today is not looking out for my best interest. They're looking out for pharma. We just had a conversation with Tim about a nurse who was saying that the medical practice she worked under was bought out by a large conglomerate. She would give shots of lanacane to someone that might come in with a pain issue, which she'd been doing for 27 years. And she did exactly what she has been doing. She got called in, not to the doctor, not to any of her medical supervisors, but to the business management.
Yes.
And they said, you are never to do that again. You refer them to orthopedics. Why? Because when she did it, it was $100. When orthopedics did it, it was $800.
Okay, there you go.
It had nothing to do with anything other than dollars and cents. Now, that's an example where they went ahead and allowed something to happen. But I've had Dr. Brian Hooker on the program, Dr. Peter McCullough on the program, Dr. Judy Mikovits on the program, talking about what they won't allow that could actually help you, like the products sitting up here on my shelf, like the things that Trinity Health talks about. And as a believer, now you're in a position saying, you know, I don't want to be in the old system. I want God's plan that works, but I'm still kind of a little bit leery about that. Well, now the practitioner is going to have a certification that they can hang a shingle, if you will, on their door of naturopathy, added to what they already have, that is going to say, hey, guess what? I practice biblical principles in my naturopathy practice. Am I?
You've captured it very well, Greg. You captured it very well. As I said, many of the people that have taken the class are established coaches, and some are just aspiring to be coaches. But there is sort of an overall worldview that you describe, and that is the Lord has created us holistically. And when I say that, I say that almost from a theological perspective, in that we are body, mind, and spirit. Now, that has a biblical foundation for it, because a couple of times in the Gospels, Jesus is asked, what is the most important command, of course? And he says, to love the Lord your God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now we're making a connection.
Hello.
Our heart is not the involuntary muscle that pumps blood around our body, but the very innermost part of who we are,
right?
Our core self, our body, heart, soul, that part of us that is eternal. The way I describe that one is, when I look in the mirror, I don't see what I saw 40 years ago, but my spirit is the same. In fact, is stronger. By the way, it's the only part of me that is stronger.
Yeah.
But that is the eternal part. Heart, soul, mind, that's my intellect. And strength, that's my physicality. And so Trinity's fundamental teaching philosophy is to be holistically healthy in body, mind, and spirit. And the biblical coaching program helps the coach.
It aligns with that. Yeah, it helps.
Address spiritual health.
It's funny you mentioned that. Years ago, 25 probably years ago, I was working out every day, and there was a gentleman that was I would see in the locker room after I was, you know, done working out, that I'd seen on the floor or what have you. And he was probably in his mid 70s. And I was probably about 40 at the time. And he was in incredible shape. And one day I said, man, I hope when I'm, you know, your age, that I'm in the kind of shape that, you know, that you're in. And he said, let me tell you a little secret. I said, okay. He said, don't let your eyes fool you.
Yes.
Because he said, what oft happens is that as we get older, our eyes still see, this cup looks the same to me now as it would have looked to me 40 years ago.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Those weights look exactly the same, I don't, with my eyes, know a difference. But my physical body is not in the same condition that it was 40 years ago, and I need to remember that and take that into consideration, because the biggest setback for someone who is working out, who is advancing in age, is injury. That is the biggest setback that you can have, because your ability to recover from injury when you're older is way different than your ability to recover from injury when you're younger. So he said, what I would tell you is this: don't let your eyes fool you. Don't overexercise yourself. Stay within where you need to be so that you can continue to exercise without injury.
Couldn't agree more, Greg. I, in my younger years, was a very competitive strength athlete around the country, and I made the mistake, I don't know if it was a mistake or not, about a year ago, I looked at one of my old training journals at what I was lifting and what I was doing at the time, and I go, who was that?
when I got sick, I was 217 pounds.
Okay.
I was 13% body fat.
Wow. Wow.
I was benching 355 and I was curling 125.
Wow. That's incredible.
And then I got pericarditis. I had stress. My business collapsed because of 9/11.
Okay.
Umbilical hernia surgery, gallbladder surgery that turned into a liver infection, shingles, pneumonia, and then pleurisy.
My goodness, Greg.
And my endocrine system collapsed, and my pituitary gland and my adrenal gland just quit functioning. And when I finally got to the naturopath, she said, basically, you've lived 75 years in 42. Your body is 75 years old. And your pituitary gland and your adrenal gland have basically said, look, you've only got so many more years left. We've got to shut down now to give your body a chance to catch up, or you're not going to get anything on the other side of 75.
Well, you're talking about things that I have sort of learned as I've hung around some of the folks at Trinity at conferences, et cetera. We are, as you said earlier, our body wants to heal itself and certainly can if we provide the nutrition and the exercise and the environment, et cetera, to do that. It's amazing. I mentioned to you yesterday that for 20 years I was hospital administrator and developing different programs, and I still have some friends in that field. And even now they're beginning to say, you know what, what we're doing really isn't about getting healthy. What we're doing is treating symptoms. Now, listen, Greg, I am very hesitant to criticize, traditional medicine, because there are times, in complex surgeries, rehab and those kinds of things that it's invaluable.
Sure.
But to be healthy is a different conversation. And that's where an organization like Trinity School of Natural Health comes into play. So I've learned a lot.
It's a balancing. The thing that we have to remember in all this, we're gonna have about 4 minutes left, but the thing we have to remember in all this is it's balancing. So what you're talking about, what Trinity is teaching people about, is the basic functions of the body and the things that we can do with a healthy body or a semi-healthy body to help that body remain healthy or move into a healthy place. If you are in an extreme situation, my situation was an extreme situation. And traditional medicine reached its end with me. They sent me home to die. They sent me home to die. And it was only because of naturopathic medicine that I'm still sitting here today. By the grace of God, I know that it's all God, but God's the one who directed me to naturopathic medicines, which has helped me to be able to continue to live. And quite frankly, if I hadn't been on those for 13 years, my 55-year-old body that was destroyed in this car accident would not have had the minerals necessary to begin the rebuilding process that it did, because at 55, you're not producing DHEA. At 55, you're not producing the amino acids that I was taking. None of those things would have been in my system, because at 25 to 28, all that stuff stops. But because I was on supplements for 13 years, my body was like, oh, we've got this stuff on the shelf, no problem. And started putting me back together again.
And so, yes. And so the Certified Biblical Coach Program encourages those who are doing what you describe,
yep,
to communicate that through a biblical worldview.
Amen.
And as you say, to give the Lord credit, we spend a lot of time talking about the Bible and how it came to be before we even say a word about coaching.
Yep. So how do folks, the program hasn't yet launched, you're getting ready to launch it, but how can folks get on a waiting list or get signed up or what have you? I have trinityschool.org/instructors down there where they can find you, but would they just go to that website, trinityschool.org, and get signed up?
Go to the trinityschool.org and look under the programs queue. And Certified Biblical Coach program is listed.
All right. Certified Biblical Coach at trinityschool.org. Trinityschool.org. Reverend Jim, thanks for being with me today. This has been fun. I know we didn't get deep into the what a biblical worldview is about, but I know that you and I share the same understanding of what that looks like, and I really appreciate that. And
I suspect you're right.
So thank you for that, and it's so important to be able to bring this back together again, because all of this, God created all that stuff, and he created it in the same way that he created us, and he said, eat of these things and you'll be healthy. That's what he said to Adam. Well, guess what? If we'll start taking these things, we'll be healthy. That's what Scripture tells us. And Jim, I thank you for helping people to understand that.
Wonderful to be with you, dear brother.
Thank you, sir. All right, we're going to take a break. Frank Gaffney joins me on the other side. We'll talk about the threat of China and the indictment against him. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this brief break.
So up next, we have Clancy.
Hey, Greg, thank you so much.
When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And Clean Slate is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring, that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts, which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is, if there's a nuclear bomb, or there's pollution, or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your Clean Slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your Clean Slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected, and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till he comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being with me. I do know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. The Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, it's interesting when we look at the threats around the world. Frank Gaffney will be able to join me. I know that things come up for him, and sometimes that's not possible, but hopefully he'll be able to join me here shortly. But the CCP and Xi, they obviously unrestricted warfare. We've talked about that. Nansu and I have gotten into that quite extensively. And we talked about it a lot here on the program, and about the threat that China is to the world, the things that they are doing. They're creating man-made islands. Nobody talks about that anymore. Their economic and financial influence on media, on corporations, and now, which we've known, but nobody wanted to talk about, and that is the influence that the CCP has on the quasi-president, the tyrant of the United States. In fact, not just him, the entire Democratic Party, the Democrat Party. I got suspended, banned for life, and still am, by the way. In spite of all of the bluster that was and is and continues to be Elon Musk, I am still on Elon Musk's platform, banned for life, to the extreme. I'm not even allowed to put in a dispute or ask for a clarification or get my status changed on my original account. It is gone. Now, I'm there, but I'm there through kind of a backdoor means. I'm there as Chosen Generation Radio. But I was booted for calling Eric Swalwell a Chinese spy whore. Folks, Eric Swalwell was and likely still is, but definitely was, a Chinese spy whore. Let's define what exactly does that mean. The definition for whore is a person who is willing to do anything to get a particular thing. Well, there was a particular thing that he wanted, And he gave a woman access to things and people and individuals in exchange for her giving him access to certain things. That is the epitome of the definition of a whore. And where does Chinese come into it? Well, he was doing it with a Chinese spy. This woman was a spy. Now you can argue, you could say, well, he didn't know that she was a spy. And maybe, you know, that could at some point be the case, but it became, I believe, fairly obvious based on how she was manipulating him and what she was getting him to do. She was getting him to make introductions to other members of the House Intelligence Committee and other key individuals, and she was supplying those individuals with girls that she specifically picked to have relationships with those men. And out of that, a Reuters investigation, and Reuters is not, you know, any great friend of quote-unquote conservatism, but Reuters wrote that the CCP suddenly had access to an intel program that obviously they weren't supposed to have. It was one that was developed at the NSA. Now, how does this circulate back? Well, it circulates back because Brennan was at the CIA at the time. And we know that Brennan had his relationships with other intel people, and their target was President Trump. But they were assisting and going along with what the CCP wanted. Now, I'm trying to, I'm having a brain fog here. General Michael Flynn was on my program back in, I want to say, October of 2016. And matter of fact, I might be able to pull up the actual interview. This is going to be difficult. Well, maybe not. Nope. Nothing comes up that way. Let's see. Courtney Flynn, no. Man, I am not finding the date. His son, which was Michael Jr., and I communicated, and for some reason, I was pretty certain that our communications were via, okay, so let me go back here, and I reached out to him directly. Nope, it's not coming up that way. So maybe it's on my Yahoo, which is possible. Not a robot. Verification code that was sent. Let me do that. Sorry, folks, just bear with me for a second. I was looking to see. So I had a conversation with, there we go. All right, now let's see. What comes up this way? And, boy, I'll tell you, it's not coming up that way either. Well, now I'm trying to remember what email did I use. I had an interview with General Michael Flynn. I'm sorry. Got off on a rabbit trail there. But it's not. And we talked about who is in this was in October, November of 2016. Who's the most dangerous man in the world? And I asked Michael Flynn that because if you'll remember, this was when they were starting Russiagate. They were and Michael Flynn had been booted out of the Obama administration, and then they started prosecuting Michael Flynn. They went after Michael Flynn, claiming that he'd violated some law, some something. Flynn was appointed or in preparations to be Donald Trump's director of intelligence. As the director of intelligence, getting ready for this new administration, it was common practice to reach out to other entities. Because of his background, he had a very unique ability to be able to reach out and talk to certain individuals. Now, knowing what we know about who Michael Pence is, and I told people back then, Michael Pence is not to be trusted. Don't trust Mike Pence. And all you needed to do was look at what he did to the couple that owned the pizza parlor in Indiana and how he threw them under the bus and basically opened the door for the LGBTQ. That being said, Michael Pence was the one who threw General Michael Flynn totally under the bus by claiming, well, I didn't know and he wasn't supposed to. And when Michael Flynn had every reason to reach out and talk to his counterpart in Russia. But he came on my program in October, November of 2016, and he said, I asked him, who's the most dangerous guy in the world? He said, the most dangerous man in the world is Vladimir Putin. The most dangerous guy in the world is Vladimir Putin. Putin is going to elevate himself, and he's already doing it. I got into a major argument with a dear brother in Christ. I know he loves the Lord. I know that he is absolutely convinced that he's right. And I'm not talking about anybody that has been on the program recently. But I know that he 100% believes that he's right. As a former Russian linguist, I'm telling you, in the training that I had, there is so much truth about the disinformation campaign of Russia that is contained within this DVD. You've got to see it. You've just absolutely got to see it. In order to gain an understanding of how to look at what is being said and what's coming out. So they went after Michael Flynn, the Russian disinformation, the Soviets, they put out disinformation about Flynn in a backhanded manner. Mike Pence was used. All of these elements were used, and they used them, and they went after Michael Flynn. But Flynn said Putin's the most dangerous guy in the world. So Putin, right now, this gentleman that I'm talking about, is absolutely convinced that, and in case he's listening or another friend of mine, this has nothing to do with a conversation we had yesterday, and it's not you. Just want to clarify that for my friend that could listen to this and say, you're talking about me. No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm not. I'm talking about somebody else that I had an email confrontation back and forth with, that I actually sent my email to a couple of different sources in country, people that I know that are over there that can give me, you know, look at it and say yes, no, maybe so, just to validate what I was saying. At the end of the day, the bottom line here is this: Vladimir Putin has positioned himself as the Christian savior who's going to come into Europe and he's going to restore Christianity in Europe. He has positioned himself, and they're working to position the Russian Orthodox Church, the one out of Moscow. I know there is a Russian Orthodox. You have to think about this in the same way as, I don't know, the Episcopalians that broke off and became came under the Anglicans because of the split regarding whether or not sodomites are acceptable to God. Because the Episcopalian USA, the Evangelical Lutheran USA, the Presbyterian USA, Methodists, you know, have had a split now. The Baptists have even had a split now. All of those entities that have moved away from the Bible, have moved away from truth, have all embraced the LGBTQ and all validate that. There's a split. In the same way, there is a Russian Orthodox element, if you will, that has broken off from Moscow because they know that the Russian Orthodox Church in Moscow is controlled by Putin, by KGB. I have a friend who says, oh, they're not communists. Well, I can't say that I wholly, that part I can't say I completely hold to. I get nationalist, and I guess, you know, the position is that Putin really is more of a dictator, an authoritarian than he is believing in communism, and that I can see that. I can absolutely see that. But the point of what I'm saying is that Putin was identified as the most dangerous guy. Now he's being flown up there and people are saying, oh, no, Putin's exposing the corruption in Ukraine, and Putin's fighting the World Economic Forum. And Putin, 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 Putin. Folks, please, I'm telling you today, don't buy it. Putin is not a good guy. Not a good guy. And this Prigozhin thing, whatever, this whole situation that happened, I told you a week and a half ago, I said when Prigozhin got sent off to Belarus, I said he's in Belarus because they're planning to launch an offensive against Poland. People say, oh, you're crazy. That's never going to happen. What happened yesterday? Yesterday, Putin came out and accused Poland of being the one that helped to instigate the war between Ukraine and Russia. Why would he do that? Why would he say that? So that he begins to create justification for why they, through Belarus, are going to attack Poland and justify it. And they're going to go before NATO and say, look, Poland was threatening us. Poland tried to invade us. Poland declared war on us. Talk to the Polish people. Poland's the problem here. But they sent Prigozhin over there in order to raise an army. And my friend last night was saying, there are weapons in Belarus. Serious weapons. That the president of Belarus wouldn't deploy, that nobody else will deploy, but Prigozhin, he'll deploy them. and he's not going to deploy them against Ukraine. That explosion that happened at the border of Ukraine and Poland, that was a test, and that was a warning shot to let Poland know, hey, we've got some serious artillery over here. We've got some stuff that's going to seriously damage and injure your people. And just to let you know, we're not afraid to use it. We're not afraid to level your cities. I mentioned to my friend last night, based on the time and the season and where we are, everybody used to say, it was funny, I don't know, I'm going to show my age here, but 40 years ago, everybody used to say, because of the scar and on birthmark that was on Gorbachev's head and what have you, everybody would say, oh, Gorbachev, he's the Antichrist. Surely Gorbachev is the Antichrist. And it came, you know, the bear and the symbolism and Russia and who they are and where they are and bringing an army through Kazakhstan, I think it is. But through that region in there where there's kind of a settled peace between China and Russia at the moment. But if Putin has pulled off and pulls off getting people to believe that somehow he represents the virtue of Christianity, and that the Russian Orthodox Church in Russia, in Moscow, not the splinter, but the church represents, and all of that. Wow, look at this. All of that is based on one thing. There's only one thing they've done, because Russia is still the number one abortion country in the world. Russia is the number one abortion country in the world, and they have not slowed that down, not even a little bit. Putin doesn't even talk about it. Number one. What they do talk about, what they've come out and talked about, is the LGBTQ. What they have come out and talked about is they've talked about the morality and the lack of morality in the West. Guess who else is coming out and talking about the lack of morality in the West? And it's interesting. I posted a post, and then I'm going to have to jump off here. Andrew Tate, I think it's Andrew. He's been posting about the immorality, and that Christianity's weak when it comes to there. It's not that Christianity's weak. God's word is very clear about what morality looks like, and in particular, sexual morality. And it's interesting to note that Andrew Tate does not follow that. He sleeps around. He's got a bunch of girlfriends. He's got all this stuff going on. He's not exactly espousing or living out a virtuous life. But he's talking about men and patriarchy and rigid rules and regulations and so on and so on. In the same way that Putin is using the Orthodox, the Russian Orthodox Church to pretend to be righteous, Andrew Tate is standing up, and he is a Muslim standing on Islam. Believers, here's our role in this. In the name of Jesus Christ, I lift up Vladimir Putin. I lift up Andrew Tate. And Father, I ask right now for them to have a road to Damascus experience, that you would talk to them about kicking the goads, and that you would speak to them spirit, mind, soul, in the name of Jesus Christ. And I break the hold of the enemy. I ask the angels to do the work necessary and take before the throne of God all of the lying spirits surrounding them. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I hope you prayed with me. All right. We've run out of time for this segment. God bless you. I will be back on the other side. Don Jans joins me at the top of the hour. Back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this brief break.